Sweet flowerets of the martyr band, plucked by the tyrant's ruthless hand, upon the threshold of the morn, like rosebuds by a tempest torn. First victims for the incarnate Lord, a tender flock to feel the sword, beside the altar's ruddy ray, with palm and crown you seem to play. Ah, what a veil King Herod's wrath! He could not stop the Savior's path, alone while others murdered lay. In safety Christ is borne away. O Lord, the Virgin born we sing, eternal praise to you, our King, whom with the Father we adore, and Holy Spirit evermore.
The introit is on your bulletin, and then page 137. We stand. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength, because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength, because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. To God on high, and on earth peace. bless you. We worship you. We glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord. You only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high in the glory of God the Father. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O Almighty God, who out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants has ordained strength and made infants to glorify you by their deaths, mortify and kill all vices in us, and so strengthen us by your grace, that by the innocency of our lives and the constancy of our faith, even unto death, we may glorify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the Holy Innocents is from the 31st chapter of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted for her children because they are no more. Thus says the Lord, refrain your voice from weeping, and your eyes from tears, for your work shall be rewarded, says the Lord, and they shall come back from the land of the enemy. There is hope in your future, says the Lord, that your children shall come back to their own border. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The epistle is from the 14th chapter of Revelation. Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, like the voice of loud thunder. And I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord. We stand.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they are no more. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O
Christ. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. The hymn is hymn 36. Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, he is Alpha and Omega, he the source, the ending, he. of the things that are that happen, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore. Oh, that birth forever blessed, when the Virgin full of grace, by the Holy Ghost conceiving, bore the Savior of our race, and the babe the world's Redeemer, first revealed his sacred face, evermore and evermore. This is he whom seers in old time chanted of with one accord, whom the voices of the prophets promised in their faithful word. Now he shines the long expected. Let creation praise its Lord evermore and evermore. Let the heights of heaven adore him. Angel hosts his praises sing, powers dominion bow before him, and extol our God and King. Let no tongue on earth be silent, every voice in concert ring, evermore and evermore. Christ to you with God the Father and the Spirit there shall be, hymn and chant and high thanksgiving, and the shout of jubilee. Honor, glory, and dominion, and eternal victory, evermore and evermore.
You may be seated. Our sermon text is Romans 14, verse 3. They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In Revelation 14, the Lamb is standing on Mount Zion. Mount Zion was originally the fortress which David had conquered in order that he might make it his capital city. Later on, Mount Zion, well, refers to the temple, because that is the Temple Mount where it was placed and where the sacrifices were made. And so when we get here in John's vision, there are God's people symbolically represented by the 144,000, and they are gathered on Mount Zion around their Lamb who has redeemed them. And St. John hears singing in heaven with accompanying harpists, as it says in verse 2. And these voices, well, of course, would be the voices of the host of God's saints. But let's leave behind the climax of heavenly joy for, well, just a few moments. Let's go back and take a look. Revelation chapter 6 ends with these words. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? As believers, we know that no one is worthy to stand before God's judgment seat, or is able to stand should God's day of wrath come upon us. And then with the beginning of chapter 7, verses 1 through 8, the day of destruction is beginning to take place, the day of wrath. And we learn that there is concern by the angels about what's going to happen to Christ's church, because the church is still here on earth. And the angels are going out, and what will become of this? And so I'll read Revelation 7, 1 to 4. After these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth or on the sea or on any tree. And then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. He cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, and saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. So you see, by the time we get to Revelation 14, we already know, back in Revelation 7, that the 144,000 are actually the Christians who are on the earth. And these are the ones who were sealed by God. Revelation 14 tells us that the seal was actually placed upon their foreheads. It's the name of the Lamb and of the Father. And we know that the Scriptures speak of holy baptism as a seal for the Christian, a seal, a promise of God that's received in faith. Ephesians 4:30, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. By means of the seal, God has preserved his church on earth from this final day of wrath and has turned that day into a day of redemption. Now, St. John's Revelation, it's a cyclical book. It returns to the same themes again and again. So, what do we see? We see that in Revelation 11 and 12, he describes the great warfare that will happen on the earth in those last days before the day of wrath. We hear about the horrible actions and the persecution of Christ's church by the two beasts and the dragon. And then, once again, St. John describes how the 144,000 have escaped their clutches, and with chapter 14, today's epistle, there they are, standing on Mount Zion. It's the place of military might, and it's the place of sacrifice by which they were redeemed, and there they are, gathered around the Lamb. And although all of the believers are singing this new song in heaven, we discover that they learned this new song before they got to heaven. The 144,000, those upon the earth, that is, they were learning it while they were here. Furthermore, we find that only believers were able to learn it. And Revelation 14:3 says, they sang as it were a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. We who believe in Christ are here And we are Christ Church militant. We still have a battle going on. And we are the ones that learn that new song. That new song is being taught us. It's being taught us by God's work, His work of sanctification placed upon us. Those who do not believe in Christ are not able to learn it. You see, we are being taught. We are being taught not to trust in ourselves. And so we are learning our sinfulness. We wouldn't know it. We live in darkness. But through the teaching of God's Word and through the trials which we undergo, which give occasion for our failures, we learn about this sin. We are learning about it as the application of God's law is directed to us. And we go, ah, yes. That is true. I have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And we are being taught to fear, love, and trust in God as His words of gospel come to us about the forgiveness of sins. And as the Lord continues to forgive us and graciously protect us, we learn about His graciousness. We learn to trust in Him rather than to worry. And as we live as children of God, then we are learning to sing that new song. It is a new song, it says. That is, it's a song of the new creation. It's a celebration of Christ's redemption. The words of this new song are actually given. It's found in Revelation 5, 9 through 14, with the three stanza kind of hymn, generally summarized as, well, as follows. One, the Lamb is worthy. He's done the work. He's done what needs to happen. He's worthy to receive the Lamb, and He has redeemed God's people by blood. That Lamb is to be praised and lauded by all God's people, and that is in fact what we do. And finally, God, the Father who has sent His Son, God and the Lamb are given honor and glory. And so we see the fulfillment even of all that is going on with them gathered around the throne. All right, so this 144,000, it says they were purchased from the earth, and in today's text it says that they are the first fruits of God's harvest, but it says something else. Kind of unusual. It says that a lie was not found in their mouth. That is, they are of God's truth. What is going on? Because we confess quite often about our lies and the things that we have said as being sinful and all. Well, we see that they have been taught. They are being taught to speak the truth. And so the Word of God is taught to them, and then they speak it back. They learn to speak the truth even about themselves. The Scriptures say that all men are liars, and we say, well, yes, that is true. And yet, how is it that they have no lie found in their mouth? Well, these believers who are being taught the new song have gone through death, and they have come back. That's what Jeremiah speaks about. It is a great comfort for these mothers who have lost loved ones, these holy innocents. You see, the work of these mothers, they did great work. They have birthed their children and given, raised them to be Christians, and the Lord says, do not fear, you will be rewarded for your work. Here's what He says, Jeremiah 31, 16 and 17. Thus says the Lord, refrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work will be rewarded, says the Lord. They shall come back from the land of the enemy. There is hope in your future, says the Lord, that your children shall come back to their own border. These children, these holy innocents, as well as all who have left this earth, been redeemed from the earth, they have no lie found in their mouth. You see, for some, this work of learning the new song is a long endeavor. It's, well, 70 years or more, it could be. There's lots of practice going on this earth as we are learning this song. But for the holy innocents, well, quite young, they were quick learners, evidently. These little boys who were sealed with the Old Testament rite of circumcision through their trial and their martyrdom, the shedding of their blood, They learn to sing the new song quite perfectly. Yes, that's exactly what happens, and these mothers need to know that these children have come back. They are singing the new song, and they are singing it quite well. Just as each one of us have been justified and sealed through faith and holy baptism, we are indeed saved, and that is true. But throughout our life, God is working to sanctify us. That is, He's working inside of us to make us holy. And that sanctification does not come to completion until we take off that old sinful nature in our death. And that is what has happened with the holy innocents. Through their death, they have been completely sanctified, and their practice now, well, no more angelic practice because they sing perfectly the new song. We too, then, are working. That we too, as we confess our sins again and again, our singing practice is continued. And as we continue to speak about the Lamb and all that He has done to redeem us, and the forgiveness that we have received, we begin to speak better this new song. It will be perfected, though. It will be perfected when we take off this old Adam in our death and we put on the resurrection of Christ. And then, with no lie found in our lips, we will sing the new song perfectly. As John hears all the saints there, he hears them like rushing waters and thunder because they sing it so perfectly and in harmony in heaven. That is the new song, and we will sing it. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. The Offertory, page 143, we stand.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit.
Let us pray. O God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whose grace we again celebrate the days of Christmas, we come before your presence with holy joy, for you have graciously fulfilled your promises. Accept now our humble tribute of praise and thanksgiving. And grant that new birth of your Son may be born and again in us, in the Spirit, and unto the blessed hope of everlasting life. Let us so keep the festival that having learned your new song, that we might bless and rejoice in your salvation and delight in doing your will. You sent your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, that he might humble himself as a servant and through suffering enter into glory. We pray you to grant us willingness and strength to take up our cross and follow you, that, like the holy innocents in all our sufferings, that we may steadfastly look to heaven and by faith behold your glory, which is revealed to us. Help us rightly to treasure of your goodness all which you have borne for our sakes, and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, that after your example, we too may love our enemies, that we may, like Saint Stephen and these holy innocents, learn to pray for those that persecute us. We bless you, Lord Jesus Christ, you who are standing at the right hand of your heavenly Father on Mount Zion. You are always a present help for us who are in the day of trouble. And as long as your church militant is here on earth, place our trust in you. Deliver us at the last from all trials of this present world, and help us to overcome even as you have overcome. We ask it for your name's sake. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is good and right, so we do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may be drawn to the love of those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy,
holy, Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. Amen.
Sanctify us, O Lord, by the new birth of thine only begotten Son, and cleanse us from the stains of our sins, through the same Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. I will receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul unto everlasting life. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto everlasting life. Amen. Come. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat the true body of Christ given for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. What has passed our lips as food, O Lord, may we possess in purity of heart. What is given us in time, be our healing for eternity. The communion psalm. A voice was heard in Ramah,
lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Thus says the Lord, from within, and your eyes from fear. For your work shall be rewarded, says the Lord, and they shall come back from the land of the enemy. There is hope in your future, says the Lord.
Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Let us pray. Do thou grant, we beseech thee, O Lord, that thy body and blood partaken by us may gain help both in this life and in the life to come, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.